faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real. What's good, guys? And welcome back to another episode of Curls and Courage. I'm your host, as always, Kinsley Meeks, wellness entrepreneur, fitness coach, bikini bodybuilder, and digital creator, here to inspire you to live boldly and unlock your highest physical and mental potential. I hope you guys are doing absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for listening to today's show. And welcome to the first award show for Curls and Courage. Let's go, baby. So with the year coming to an end, I thought having a little award show would be a fun, reflective, and honestly just hilarious way to look back on 2025, the highs, the lows, the lessons, the plot twists, and everything in between that's kind of happened with the show and with my life. If you have been rocking with me this year, first off, thank you. You're a real one. You already know, but we have had some moments, okay? 2025 has been a year. So what I want to do is break down these moments. I'm going to be giving out awards to the experiences that shaped me, humbled me, shocked me, and helped me grow for sure. So going to go ahead and jump into it today. I hope you guys love this one. So first award that I want to go into is the hardest lesson that actually helped me. Award. Okay. I think lessons we go through in life, a lot of times when we are going through the moments, we are like, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening? Oh, this can't be me. But you never know what's going to come out of that situation. And that's what I try to remind myself in those moments. So in July, I was preparing for a bodybuilding show. And before even going into a show prep, for those of you who don't know, I mean, bodybuilding, it takes everything out of you mentally and physically. It's something I love. I always live the lifestyle. But if you're competing, like that's what you're thinking about, that's what you're doing, you do have to make very, very serious sacrifices if you want to be the best. And of course I do. So I remember just kind of leading into this show, like the earlier months before I had started this competition prep, I was so hesitant about even competing in the first place. It was almost like my gut was like, eh, like you probably shouldn't, like you're just not feeling super well. You have a lot going on. Like your head is not in a good spot. You probably shouldn't do it. But it was like something inside of me was like, no, you have to, like you have to, like this is your identity. You need to do this show. Like people are looking at you. People are depending on you, that type of thing. And also I'm someone who kind of just enjoys pushing myself in a physical way. Like if I'm not dying physically every single day doing something, I feel like my day was not productive. I know it's weird, but like I like a little bit of pain. Okay, what can I say? But at the time that, again, I was thinking about doing the show, whether or not I should go through, I just felt this pressure of, okay, I need to step on stage because it's just kind of what I do. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially if you're a competitive athlete or maybe something in your career that you just feel like is so, again, wrapped up in who you are and what you do. So I felt this kind of identity crisis and this feeling of like, okay, I'm just going to do it anyways, regardless of how I feel. Even if I'm not feeling like as passionate or like I really want to do it at this time, maybe I'll feel more inspired once I start the show prep. And this is not what happened at all. At the time, also, let me just say, like, my blood work wasn't very good. Like, my body wasn't super healthy. My mind wasn't the best as well. My focus wasn't really there. I just had, again, had a lot going on with work and other obligations. And also just the passion wasn't there. And that was the main thing, which was kind of weird to me. I think a lot of people don't really talk about this, but even if you're someone who is passionate, sometimes you lose your passion for things, and it can be for a short season, it can be for a long season, but when that's not there, it's just kind of a weird feeling to have. But it's something that I feel like you really do need to listen to. So the lesson I learned from this show prep and from stepping on stage, because it just did not go very well, the whole thing, it didn't. I placed worse than I ever have in my entire life. I wasn't enjoying the process at all. It just wasn't a good show prep at all in comparison to the other, you know, 8-9 shows that I've done. So the lesson again is don't commit to something once your passion steps out of the room. I remember during this show prep again in July, I called my mom and I was saying like, I'm just not enjoying this anymore. I feel like it's actually affecting my life in a negative way at this moment. And I'm actually taking away from things that are important to me. You got to be real with yourself. You got to just acknowledge the way you are feeling sometimes. And when the passion isn't there, a lot of times the results will show that. You guys know I'm big on alignment. Like if something isn't sitting well with me, I'm probably just not going to do it. Like big example of number one, why I'm still single. Okay. Number two, why I didn't go to college. And number three, why I moved out of my hometown. Because Alignment matters more than achievement. Passion is what has always fueled me. So when I feel passionate about something, I always go for it. There's a time and a place for everything, let me say. Taking a small step back from something that might be important to you or something that you love really does sometimes allow you to see many things from a different and a better perspective at times. And I know for me personally, in this scenario, the stage will always be there. And when my time is right, I'm going to know it. So my encouragement to you is this. Don't force yourself into people, places, or things that your heart has already left. When you feel passion, pour into it. Commit. Go all in. Y'all know that song by Lil Baby, All In? That's my motto, okay? But when you don't, be honest with yourself. Don't keep doing something just because it once made sense. Different times and different seasons, you know? All right, so award number two is the version of me that I outgrew award, okay? Let's talk about who that version was. I have talked about this a little bit on past Curls and Courage episodes, but I just want to bring it up again because this is a version of me that I'm just not going to deal with anymore. I used to kind of be the type of person that didn't allow myself to have any fun. I was thinking like working harder versus smarter was the only way. If there was something I wanted to do, I usually didn't do it because I'm like, I don't deserve this. Like, I'm not a billionaire yet. Like, I'm not where I want to be yet. So there's no point in me having fun. I'm going to have to wait until a certain moment or I achieve a certain thing to feel like I can go out and have a good time or get something I want for myself. Anything that provided any sort of like fun in my life. And this is a mentality that a lot of people have. And again, it was me up until probably like March or April of this year. I thought working harder was always the answer. I worked like a 12-hour day every day, and I thought it was like a badge of honor, and really like not a badge of honor at all, because the reality was like, yeah, I would be like, okay, that's awesome, Kinsley. You're mentally and physically drained, and you also feel like shit. Like, congratulations, you're the winner, big prize. Like, it's super important to work hard, but to also schedule out time for enjoyment and rest has really been able to just make me a happier person and then also make my work more productive and give me like the creative flow that I kind of need. So I just kind of woke up one day this year and I looked at my schedule. Every morning I look at my schedule and what I have planned, and I created this schedule for myself, right? You guys know I work for myself. I'm an entrepreneur, and I just looked at it and thought, okay, like I literally hate this schedule. Like, I'm actually not scared of the schedule. I'm not scared of hard work, but like, I don't want to do this at all. And I was kind of noticing that my creativity was non-existent. I didn't want to do anything socially very often, and I was just tired, just exhausted 24/7, running off of fumes. The smallest inconvenience low-key kind of pissed me off. I even like had a meeting with my marketing consultant. She's been so amazing, but we were kind of talking about my schedule and how it had been over the past like couple of weeks. And she looked at it and she's like, this is impossible. Like, this is not sustainable. Like, you have no days off. Like, you're texting your clients on Sundays even. Like, you're working every single day of the week, the entire day. Like, that's just not sustainable. And I agree with this. I think there's a time and a place where you have to work hard, and that is very important. You know, hard work is what's going to get you to your goal. But if you never allow any time for rest, you are going to burn yourself out. And I'm telling you, your work will not be as good. So I'm kind of done with this way of thinking. I make this time for fun now, even if it's something small. If I want to dance on my balcony at 5 p.m., that's what I'm going to be doing. If I need to get in my car and listen to a little bit of music before my next meeting, that's what I'm doing. On the weekends, maybe I'll spend an hour laying out in the sun. I try to have good conversations. I make the time to talk to my family. I try to make new friendships. And honestly, I just try to be more open-minded. You got to be open-minded and take time for yourself and to have fun too, because otherwise it's like, why are you working so hard if you don't ever enjoy what you do? And I think that old version of me, I'm really grateful for, because it taught me how far I can push, but it also reminded me that pushing nonstop isn't really living. This season taught me discipline and work ethic, but also what complete burnout looks like, and I just never want to go back there. So yeah, my advice for y'all and myself leading into this year is like, sometimes you might just need to hop on a jet ski. You might need to sleep in a little bit on your Sunday morning, and you might need to have a little 5-minute hip-hop session, dance midday, maybe listen to some Wiz Khalifa, I don't know. But you got to realize it's not going to set you back. If anything, it might actually be the thing that pushes you forward, and it definitely did for me. All right, let's move into topic number three, the best advice I took this year award. The advice was, you don't have to be ready. You just have to be willing to try. I love this piece of advice. No one in particular told me this. In all honesty, I don't really seek advice very often unless I truly know someone has my best interest. And even then, I'm kind of hesitant, to be honest. I knew kind of at the beginning of 2025, I really wanted to do something different and try something new. A lot of times life can just seem kind of mundane and you feel like you're doing the same thing all the time, which, you know, you have to do sometimes. Having a routine is good, but it is nice to switch things up sometimes. So I decided to try something different. I've talked about this in some of my past episodes, but it's because it's really important to me. So I actually started boxing. And I had been interested before I even like put a glove on for probably 6 months before I even started. I saw a couple of people I knew in Miami doing it. I was watching YouTube videos. I knew that I just liked, I don't want to say like light punching things. Like, I'm not a very angry person, but I am very aggressive and I like moving fast. So I was like, this is going to be so fun for me. I want to learn a new skill, but I just kind of had no idea where to start. And it was also hard for me to schedule out time to really do anything else outside of what I was already doing in my routine with my work and then also with bodybuilding. So I had trained like a bodybuilder for the past 5 years, but I decided to take the leap of faith and just try something new, something I was interested in, and it paid off so much. I was not very good at all when I first started. Again, I was so stiff. I'm looking at my coach and he's like flowing, like he looked like a little ninja. And there's me out there just looking again like a literal robot. But hey, we're getting better. I was amateur when I started, still amateur, but we're making good progress. And I do feel confident that I do know how to use my hands for real. And I know how to move in a way that I really never have moved before. So now the goal is basically to become a ninja, just like my coach. But point of this is I tried something new and I found a new hobby that I actually enjoyed. And this is something that I actually see myself doing for the rest of my life. So definitely keeping this for next year. It's become a part of my routine. Boxing has helped me function better mentally and physically. I definitely highly recommend you guys take a class, especially if you're in Miami. There's some amazing classes and coaches and boxing gyms out here. It really is a blessing. But I think this advice is so applicable to really anything in life. It applies because so many things I stepped into this year, new routines, new mindsets, new habits, they didn't start because I was prepared, okay? They started because I was willing. And I think that small shift can change so much. This is a self-improvement podcast. And if you want to grow, having this mindset to try new things, be willing to fail, and don't always actually be prepared really is a must, because waiting until you feel ready keeps you stuck. But being willing to try opens up a new door for new opportunities, new routines, and just new versions of yourself. Even when fear is kind of in the backside of your mind and it's just like, hello, what's up? It's trying to stop you from doing the things that you know you want to do. You can't listen to it. Fear is always the enemy. All right, number four, I want to talk about the cleanest fit of the year award. A little bit of a different topic, but you guys know I'm pretty passionate about fashion, okay? You know, I like to dress cool. I love doing my little photo shoots. I just feel like what you wear plays a major role in how you feel. So like, I plan out my outfits the night before. I don't go a lot of places, but when I do, I make sure I look my best. I like to wear something clean and cool and something that really suits me. I actually want to start on a side note, kind of posting more fashion content. Y'all let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. But what I tend to go for is I love activewear, of course. I'm always in gym clothes. I love streetwear. And then I just like kind of wild, like editorial looks that are weird, but you just see the photo or you see the outfit and you think like, okay, that's very strange, but it's kind of dope though. So best fit of the year award definitely goes to a outfit I wore in a photo shoot towards like the middle of 2025. I was at the time preparing for a rebrand of the podcast that is actually about to happen. Super excited, and I'll get into that later with you guys. But I wanted to take some cool photos that I just thought would be fun, good content, and unique along with doing these other type photo shoots. So I had three different looks. One was like a podcast-based look. So kind of, again, for the rebrand of my show, I was wearing like an all-black one piece from Skims, crew socks, Forces, and just had my hair looking crazy and curly. Hence, Curls and Courage. The next look was a little bit more aesthetic based. So I really just wanted to show my physique. I'd been working really hard for it. So I was wearing like some Skims loungewear, underwear and bra type set, but not like sleazy type photos, just like showing my physique, showing movement, highlighting more like elegance and grace, if that makes sense. I was barefoot in the photos. Again, hair was looking crazy, but the cleanest fit of the year award was my editorial and like kind of interesting look. So I was wearing a two-piece all-white set with these really unique cutouts. So it was just very flattering, I would say, for the kind of body build that I have. I was wearing these metallic over-the-knee boots, and they had like stiletto heels, gloves to match, and these like Y2K vibe sunglasses. And my hair, I slicked it back, so it almost had this wet look. And it was by far, again, my favorite look, in my opinion, and definitely deserves the cleanest fit of the year award. The shoot was really important to me at the time because I had put a lot into it. I had prepped for like 6 weeks, eating super clean, training super hard, contemplated doing a show after, as I kind of mentioned before, keyword contemplated, again, should not have done that show. But I hired a photographer for the shoots. I booked a studio here in Miami, a studio called Crisp Studio. Any content creators out there listening, or any of my models, or anyone who's interested in photo shoots, this is an amazing studio to shoot at. Highly, highly recommend. Great studio. But anyways, I created a shot list. I got all of my fits together. You know, hair's looking good. Nails are on point. Tan's looking good. Nice little brown, little caramel, little baby, you know. Not a last minute shoot at all. But when I tell you guys, I was feeling myself, this shoot just hit so hard. It was a major confidence boost, and the photos turned out insane. I had the brand that I was wearing repost several of the photos I took, and several of the photos actually ended up getting like 50 to 60,000 views, which for me is a lot. So this was super cool. And the reason I share all this is because I think this was more of like an evolution of my style for this year. Evolution, I say, because every other shoot that I've done had been just about fitness, but these photos performed way better. And the fit was more just fun in comparison to wearing, say, a sports bra and spandex shorts. I want to tell you guys, don't be afraid to experiment with new looks. If you're someone interested in fashion, you know, wear new things that you normally don't. Try out different hairstyles. Sometimes it's just a good idea to switch things up and really express yourself. And when it comes to fashion, I think experimenting with new looks is so important. Every time you're willing to try something new, you are going to grow. So got to make sure we're looking fly in the year of 2026, of course. And then point number five, I want to give myself an award for the most unexpected plot twist. Okay, there are so many situations in my life this year that have been major plot twists. And I think we all have moments like that. You know, you have a moment in your life and you're like, man, like, I was just not expecting that. That's why I tend to do a lot of story times on my podcast. Be sure to check out any story time based episode because they're pretty interesting to say the least. But I want to tell you guys about the story of my car accident coming back from the mall that happened towards the end of this year, actually. I shared this in a past Curls and Courage episode, but it has to be my number one. Did not see this coming. And I'm also going to share with you guys a part of the story that I did not share previously that's actually insane. This was a weekend, again, towards like the end of this year, and I had went to the mall to get a couple things for my family and then also for myself. It was actually, I think I was looking for outfits for this photo shoot maybe, but I had to go to the mall. It's a really big mall about 45 minutes from where I live. So I'm driving in my like BMW at the time. I've had it since I was 16, and the car had already been giving me kind of like some issues. So I hated driving it. I really was in need for a new one, but hey, you sometimes don't get something until it completely fails you. So I'm just driving on the interstate, going probably 50, 60 miles an hour. I look down for one moment. Next thing I look up and I'm literally crashing into the traffic posts that like divide the traffic, like just getting whipped around. Literally my car is spinning. It gets to the point to where my car actually spins into the other lane of traffic on the other side of the road. So my car is facing forward, right? At the same time that like cars are heading towards me going 50, 60, also facing forwards. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even know how to describe this moment. It was all happening so fast. I'm just trying to like get the car in check. And next thing I know, of course, this big black SUV rams into me and we both spin out on the side of the road. Thank God, like, I didn't die from this experience. But I'm just thinking, when this was over, I did not see that coming, because one minute I'm buying some fly ass baggy pants. The next minute, you know, I'm spinning on the interstate going like 60 miles an hour. So in that moment, again, I couldn't really process much. But after I was on the side of the road and my car needed to be totaled, the other person, thank God, was okay. And I was okay. The other guy involved, there was only one other person. I'm kind of telling you guys the short version, but he was just kind of sketchy. I did not share this in past episodes, but I could just tell, like, this guy, I don't know, like, he must have had something, like, hiding in his car or, like, illegal, or maybe he didn't have, like, insurance or something. But he actually, like, ran off, like, directly after the event. Like, he didn't even ask me to, like, pay for his damage at all. I'm telling you guys, that guy just zoomed. Like, he was like, hey, are you good? I'm good. I'm leaving. I'm like, all right, well, I don't really know what to do at this point, but I guess I'm going to call the police. And so I get the police involved. The police shows up and he's like, well, we just got to get you at least out of the road and then we'll go over what happened. And so I end up following this police car to like an abandoned kind of parking lot close to Aventura still at the time. And we get out of the car and I'm trying to explain to him like what kind of happened. And we're just talking back and forth, you know, he's writing up a claim and contacting his officers, whatever he needs to do. And then as we're standing there and we're just speaking about the situation, I noticed that this police officer gets a call. So he like is talking to his dispatch or whatever, I guess whoever's in charge of him. And they're like, sir, 911, abduction, I-95, abduction, black car, like whatever it is. And I'm like, holy shit, like this is way more important than what's happening to me. I'm like, sir, you just go and like, I'll figure it out. And so then the guy leaves to go on this abduction call, which is super sad and crazy. And I'm just in the parking lot and I'm like, wow. This just major plot twist. My car is still like smoking at this point. I'm like, I don't even know what to do in this situation. Like, I don't have a lot of people I can call. I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm like, well, this is my Saturday night. Did not see this coming. Anyways, moral of the story is this, of course, changed my plans for the evening, but it actually changed my entire perspective on life, to be honest. Your life can be taken from you at any moment, and you just cannot take it for granted. Looking back now, this experience taught me more than just a lesson about driving. Yes, I need to be careful and pay more attention, but that near-death experience was so crazy, it shifted something in me. It made me want to live more intentionally. It made me want to take more risks. It made me want to appreciate smaller moments and stop putting off the things in life that make me feel full or make me happy. Kind of woke me up in a way that I genuinely needed. And that's why I share this with you guys again. Life is just too short to take for granted. And then last thing I want to talk about today, the last award is the Best Gym Moments Award. You guys already know we have to include the gym. It's such a major part of my life. And I just tell you guys, if you're not in the gym, you just are making life harder on yourself. We got to get in the gym. So this was, again, towards the end of my year, actually. My mom was in town staying with me, and on this specific day, it was a Saturday afternoon, and I was planning to go to the gym at night, kind of spend the day with my mom, work a little bit around the house, get some things done for my clients, and then go to the gym later that day. So Saturday afternoon, I had a meeting with a guy who was going to come over to my house and help me build the podcast studio. The idea was for one of my friends, his name was Gil, shout out to Gil, this guy is amazing, but to come over around 3 p.m. to start setting up the studio. And all we wanted to do was just put a backdrop on the wall and drill a neon sign that says Curls and Courage into my drywall as well. But let me tell you guys, we had just so many issues on this day. I went back to Ace Hardware 3 times in one day. We were wearing sunglasses for like 5 hours straight because the drywall, every time you tried to drill into the wall, it would just be getting all up in our eyes, like all in our clothes. I thought this would be maybe like a 2-3 hour project at most, but no. Because I'm thinking I'm going to go to the gym around 6 or 7. But I ended up this day getting to the gym at like midnight because Gil, my friend, didn't leave until probably 10 p.m. At that point, I had to eat something. I had to get ready, like shower, and then drive to the gym, which takes about 30 minutes. So by the time I get there, it's midnight at this point again. And even before I got there, backstory right quick, my mom was asking me, you've had such a long day. Why don't you just go tomorrow? You're not even in prep. And I kind of told her because that's just not what I do. It's more of a promise to myself. I said I was training on Saturday legs, so it's Saturday. I'm still going to go train legs. It's more of emotional significance than anything, right? I know Saturdays is the day that I train and that's how I get better. So you build up confidence when you show up for yourself, especially when the situation isn't perfect. Maybe you're tired, you're frustrated, you know, you got drywall in like every crevice of your eyeball, but you still show up to train. And the reason this is the Best Gym Moment Award is because this was one of the best workouts I have ever had, for sure. The gym was empty, so I was laser focused. I was lifting heavy as hell and also doing a ton of volume. I was like hack squat, walking lunges, seated hip abduction, deadlifts, like everything. I remember just drinking my C4 in the gym and I'm like, let's go. Like listening to my hip hop, just enjoying my time. Doing hip thrust, again, every machine. I'm thinking, man, I am like eating right now, like no problem. I'll train at any time of the day. This really proved to me that I can show up for myself no matter what's going on, right? Mental toughness, the power of consistency, how plans change, but you have to be willing to adapt. And again, just proof that I can show up for myself and trust myself. This is a mindset that I will definitely be keeping going into this year as well. So again, y'all, please, if you make a promise to yourself, keep it. That's how you build confidence, how you build resilience, and how you level up. A lot of people do ask me like how I build confidence, and sometimes it's fake it till you make it, to be honest with you guys. But I think the reason, if I could just pick one thing that I have so much confidence within myself, is because if I make a promise to myself, I keep it, you know, unless it's like the biggest emergency in the world, like somebody dying, like you're going to see me at the gym regardless of how I feel. So that is something you have to do if you want to keep leveling up. And then on a side note, please, 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 y'all send me your best gym moments of the year. I'd love to hear it. Send the DM to @YoItsKenslow. That's @YoItsKenslo on Instagram, or just @CurlsAndCourage as well. If you want to send in those best gym moments, or if you just want to connect more, please follow those accounts to see more on the show and more on me. And then to finish out today's show, I don't have a listener question for you guys because I actually want to share some exciting updates with y'all. So launching a new season of the podcast January 8th, in which video content will also be available on YouTube, the channel @KenslyMeeks. Please be sure to follow the channel. It would mean so, so much to me. So until that time, January 8th, it's about 4 weeks from now, I'm taking some time to improve the show for you guys, schedule some awesome guests, create more content to inspire you to live boldly, with courage, with confidence, and with purpose. In season 2 of Curls and Courage, you can expect a blend of engaging guest interviews and solo episodes filled with humor and vulnerability, of course. Thank you so much for supporting the show and for rocking with me from day one. I'm so excited for this new season. I know that's going to be a big year for Curls and Courage, and just happy to support you guys as well in any way that I can. But until we talk again, I'm not going to speak to you guys for a while, so I wish you a happy New Year's. I wish you a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas. I hope you guys enjoyed this little 2025 award show special. I encourage you guys as well, if there's anything that you want to see next, any topics you want me to discuss or guests that you'd like for me to have on, please send your ideas to, again, @YoItsKenslow or @CurlsAndCourage on Instagram. Do me a favor and rate the show, review the show, and follow Curls and Courage wherever you're listening now. If you are interested also in one-on-one training or nutrition coaching, I am accepting new clients leading into 2026. So get in touch. Send me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's KenslyMeeksFit @gmail.com to get started. I'd love to help you guys look and feel your best for this new year. Check out the podcast every Thursday on the radio, WDJY 99.1 FM. Link is always in the show notes. And again, until we talk on January 8th, I wish you guys blessings and gains as always. In 2026, the only way is up. Thank you so much again for supporting the show. And I look forward to a brand new season in just a couple of weeks. Talk to y'all again January 8th. Appreciate y'all.